Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Amar. I am the CEO and co-founder here at ZenMade, and we have Ryan Williams with us on today to have a quick chat. For those of you that don't know Ryan, he is our head of demand generation here at ZenMade, but more importantly, has come from the agency world and is very familiar with working with a variety of marketing agencies. Just quickly, before we get into like today's topic, for those of you that don't know ZenMade, we are a company that sole mission is to make maid services and cleaning companies like yours successful. That most people know us for our software product that helps you with scheduling and automation and a bunch of the back office work. But Ryan and his team do an amazing job providing content to the entire industry that, of course, helps to grow our software, but more importantly, helps everyone in the industry to grow and succeed. Today, what we wanted to talk about was an article that Ryan published, I think, last week on the ZenMade blog that talked about his experience or all of the knowledge that he's gained through his experiences working with agencies and how he essentially recommends finding the right SEO agency for your maid service. So, Ryan, take it away.
Yeah, this is super exciting, Mar, because I've been here, 3 months now? And yeah. This is my first time on screen for ZenMade. It's my first time on a podcast. I think I recorded a random Loom video in one of our mastermind groups, and everyone knows your face. They don't really know my face yet. So super excited to be here. And yeah, the intention and motivation behind writing this article is we get a lot of people asking for referrals for SEO agencies or SEO freelancers and contractors. And before I got into software marketing and more of the demand generation skill set, I spent a lot of time in the agency world. So I actually worked at 3 different agencies before getting into B2B and software marketing. So I've seen the good, the bad, the ugly, and kind of just know what to look out for. And it's kind of a blessing and a curse having worked for really good agencies, but also seeing, you know, people get burned in the past by other agencies and freelancers and things like that. So the intention here is just to provide the best resource that you guys can use if you're in need of SEO or you're pursuing this as an investment for your marketing, for your business. So we just hope that this is a great resource for you for years to come.
Yeah, nice. Well, yeah, let's jump into it. For those of you guys who haven't already read this article, if you check the comments down below or the description, depending on where you happen to be watching this, you can find a link to that on the ZenMade blog, or you can type in the actual title is How to Find an SEO Agency for Your Maid Service, the 2024 guide, if you guys want to search that on the ZenMade magazine. So Ryan, so I see the first thing that you talk about in this article is just the importance of SEO for cleaning companies. Do you want to just touch on that quickly?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of different marketing channels that you guys use or that have proven successful for maid services. But one of those is SEO. And the typical thing with SEO is that people wish they would have started 3 or 4 years ago. And it's one of those long-term approaches. It's, you know, it's much more of a long-term strategy and play. And so it's kind of like building a foundation of a house. Like if you start it and you build it right, you're going to see fruits of the labor for years to come. And so let's just kind of start there. You know, it's something that if you have a website, you need SEO foundation. You need to make sure that your website is optimized for SEO and that the search engines can crawl it and find it. And also it's an organic play. So you don't have to pay budget unless you're putting money into an agency or a freelancer or, you know, having someone else run your SEO. So it's something that can be free. And again, once you have it in place, it's usually a smaller investment than paid ads or Google ads or any other paid advertising that you might pay money into. So I think that's the first place to start, is that it's, you know, something you should start immediately, and you'll see the fruits of the labor again a couple of years down the road. And it can be free. It's not always free, but if you choose to have someone handle it for you, it's definitely an investment, but can be a very fruitful investment and can really be a positive return on investment for years to come. So I think it's important for people to consider it no matter what stage you're in. And as long as you have a website, it should be optimized for search engines.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay. So 2 quick things there, just because I don't think that we defined it at the beginning. So search engine optimization is what is the acronym for SEO, or SEO means search engine optimization, which essentially just means when someone types in a keyword and searches for a keyword, that my keyword like house cleaning near me, if you're a maid service operating near that person, then you want to show up on Google's results, on Bing's results, on Yahoo's results for folks that still use Yahoo, multiple other search engines like out there. And so that's what SEO is. The other thing I think that it's important to note that Ryan touched on there is that if you have a website, you're already doing SEO. It's just, are you doing good SEO and actually thinking about it? Or have you just completely ignored your SEO? And so there's no search engine optimization. But as long as you have a website, eventually you will appear on all of these search engines. And so what Ryan is saying about it being a long-term investment is that if you do things right at the beginning, and if you do some things right, you know, ongoing, that we'll talk about more here in just a second, you can get a ton of traffic ongoing, as opposed to something like paid ads where every single month you're having to pay for it and never gets like less expensive. So SEO is one that, yeah, we recommend everyone spend at least a little bit of time doing. You don't have to hire like an SEO agency like what we're going to talk about now. You can do it on your own, but regardless, you should be spending some time and energy focused on SEO if you're in this for the long run.
Yeah, I think another analogy that makes a lot of sense to help explain why SEO is so important, it's kind of like going to the gym, right? Like, you're not going to see results the second day that you go, the third day that you go. If you're looking at in the mirror every single day, you're not really going to see any change.
Yeah.
6 months from now, however, if you've been going to the gym every single day and putting in the work, or at least, you know, 3 to 4 days a week, you're going to look in the mirror in 6 months and say, wow, like, I have changed. Mm-hmm. Same thing with SEO, same thing with your search rankings. You're not necessarily going to see like immediately bumping up into that first position on Google. It's very competitive. A lot of people are doing it. We actually have a poll in our mastermind community that we just kind of poll, you know, how many maid services are currently investing in it, how many are considering it, how many have never done it. And it's definitely a mixed bag. And so keep in mind, it's not something that you're going to start doing tomorrow and see the fruit. But in 3, 4 months, 6 months, 12 months, you're going to look up and see your search traffic, hopefully increasing if it's being done properly. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, definitely. All right, cool. Let's chat about how to find an agency then for SEO for maid services. Like, where are the different places you'd start by looking?
The first place is a referral. It's the same way that someone would try to find a maid service. You know, word of mouth is very powerful. There's a lot of power whenever someone says, hey, this person has done a great job cleaning my house or cleaning our Airbnb or cleaning our business. So that's the same thing with SEO. If you can find someone that you know and trust that has worked with someone that does SEO, that's the perfect place to start. You know, a referral is so valuable in today's market. So I would start there. You know, if you have maid service owners as friends, or if you're in any mastermind groups, including our Zen Maid Mastermind or any other Facebook groups, I would start by asking, like, has anyone worked with a successful SEO agency or freelancer? There's a likelihood that they're going to have someone in mind, or they know someone that has worked with someone. So definitely start there. And then that's definitely the best place to start. If you don't know someone, or you're not plugged into local communities, or you don't know any maid service owners that would refer someone to you, there's a lot of online directories and listing. For example, Clutch is very common in the agency world. Clutch is basically like Yelp or Capterra or something like that, where agencies can go list themselves and get reviewed, like very in-depth reviews, more thorough than Google Business Profile. So it's very trustworthy, and there's a lot more details pertaining to agencies than are visible and public on Google Business Profile. So definitely start there. Referrals, if you can't find a referral, go to online directories and listings. And then third, it's kind of in line with online directories or even communities, but there's a lot of other industry communities. Like, you know, we have the Zen Maid Mastermind, and we have the Zen Maid Inner Circle for people that are current Zen Maid customers. There's also a lot of coaching communities. Mm-hmm. There's Rescue My Maid Service that offers these types of services. So just know that there's a lot of resources you should go to before just doing cold outreach to other agencies that may not have any sort of reputation or proof of results.
Do you think it's important to find an agency that's worked specifically with like other maid services and other cleaning companies before? Or do you think like it's okay to go with someone that maybe doesn't have that experience yet?
I would definitely lean toward, you know, someone that has done it before. It doesn't mean that you can't give someone a chance that hasn't, you know, done SEO for a maid service, but yeah. The most important thing is that they have case studies. So if they cannot physically show you results that they've driven for other companies, even if they're not maid service owners, that is a big red flag. Someone that has done SEO will have a track record of performance and results. Anyone that works in marketing or SEO in general will have proven results or case studies if they know what they're doing.
Okay.
Same thing. If you're looking for a web developer, you're not going to go hire someone that has never built a website. They can't show you a single one that they've built. And there's exceptions, right? Like, they may have signed an agreement where they can't show their work or something like that. Yeah. but that's generally not the case. And so I think that's important. And again, tying it back to the cleaning industry, someone might be hesitant to hire someone that's never cleaned a house before or never cleaned a business before. Same thing with SEO. If they've never done the work and they can't show you the work or at least some sort of tangible result, that is definitely a red flag.
Yeah. I don't think this was covered in the article, so this might be a bit out of left field for you, but I think it's something that people listening would be interested to hear your thoughts on, which is how might your kind of search for an SEO agency or an SEO solution, what's going to be different if you're quite small and maybe have, like, let's say, you know, four cleaners or something like that, right? Let's say you're making under $500,000, like under $250,000 a year. Like, how might SEO or like working with an SEO agency be different than if you were at maybe $1 million like a year? Because I'm guessing that a lot of the folks listening to this maybe already know the importance of SEO, maybe have been doing it themselves, but are maybe right on the edge of that sort of like budget of like do it myself or pay other people. So yeah, I just wanted to know kind of what your thoughts are there.
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind is exactly what you mentioned. It's budget. You know, a company that is just getting started or is on the smaller side, they're definitely not going to have as much marketing budget set aside. And so they may be more apt to hiring a freelancer versus an agency. The reason being, you know, someone that's charging an hourly rate, they're not going to have a lot of built-in fees like reporting and maybe even some of their software fees or invoicing fees or things like that. Same thing with a maid service. You know, the bigger you get, you're going to have more expenses. And same thing with an SEO freelancer. They're not going to have as many expenses that they have to cover. That being said, it's kind of you get what you pay for, right? Like if you have someone that's established as a freelancer, you know, they're going to have a lot of good systems in place. Hopefully they're going to charge for that. But if it's an agency, on the other hand, you know, keep in mind, agencies are good in the sense that they can bring typically 3 to 4 people to work on a single account rather than one person. So different perspectives you get more resources like content writing and copywriting and, you know, just a variety of different assets. Also, agencies typically have, you know, maybe a higher monthly retainer, but you'll get a more robust report. You'll get more resources and things in return for that. And so it's always justified. It just depends on what's best for you and your business. And again, kind of tying back to budget, you know, you might be in a position where it makes more sense to kind of do it yourself to start, at least for the first 6 months to a year. There's a lot of great resources online of how to do your own SEO for Squarespace or Wix or WordPress. And so it's kind of just like, you know, accounting as well. You hear my kids in the background. So, you know, you might start out when you start your business, you might be doing your own accounting and invoicing and things like that, but you get to a certain point where that's just taking time away from your day-to-day.
Yeah.
Same exact thing with SEO and marketing.
Shameless plug. That's where you invest in ZenMade. Continue.
Exactly. Good call. We had at least plug ZenMade once during this conversation. But same thing. Yeah. You know, that's how I think about it. You know, you can do it yourself, and that might make sense the first, you know, little bit of getting your business started. But you might reach a point where it makes sense to have someone kind of as a contractor doing it, and then you may be able to justify having an agency do it. Another thing that comes to mind more is, you know, typically when cleaning and maid services get to $1 million, $1.5 million, $2 million, like those higher revenue buckets, typically is when they start to kind of expand. And they may start out with one location in a metro area or a smaller town or region. Whenever you get to a certain size, it's very tempting to expand.
Yeah.
SEO is really focused on a local area, especially if you're doing local SEO, which most service-based businesses are. If you get to a certain point where you have multi-locations, then SEO becomes a bit more complex and it might require a bit of an additional budget.
And investment, expense. Yeah.
So, something to keep in mind.
Okay, makes sense. So later on in the article, and this is one of the things that I'm quite interested to hear like your thoughts on. So what are the like important questions or like the must ask questions that you think that we should be checking on, be hearing the answers to when evaluating like an SEO agent?
Yeah, I already touched on it, but you definitely need to ask for case studies and results.
Yeah.
And so if someone just says they're an SEO expert, but they can't back that up with results and case studies and proof, that's a red flag. And again, I come from this world originally. There's a lot of people that talk a big game, but they can't really showcase the results. And so I would definitely start with that. You know, if you're approached by someone or a freelancer or agency, ask them what they've done and ask them to show it. And if they can't show it, then that's a big red flag.
Okay.
The other part of that kind of ties into it is reporting and analytics. Ask them what you would get on a monthly recurring basis.
Yes.
And if they can't show you an example, they can even take that example and make sure that they don't have any proprietary information. They can take their client's logo out of it. They could take a screenshot and blur out the client logo, and that would suffice. But make sure they're not just sending you email bullet points or a pitch deck that doesn't have any tangible results. They should, if they're doing SEO and they're worth their salt with SEO, they should be sending a monthly or quarterly report to their client, and they should be able to send one directly to you, even if it's kind of blurred out a little bit.
Okay, cool. Any other red flags that come to mind?
Yeah, I would say, you know, strategy and approach. So if someone, and this is probably the biggest red flag of them all, but if someone comes to you and says, I can get you on, you know, page one of Google in a month, or it's very common for someone to say, I can get you on the first position on Google. They don't know that for sure. And that's the that's the hard truth about SEO. They are going to try and they are going to work really hard to get you as high as possible in the search engine results pages, but they can't promise anything. You know, there's it's an algorithm. We're really playing Google's game and Bing's game. And if they say out of the gate that they are going to promise you first position rankings or first page within a unrealistic time frame, that is definitely a red flag. And again, the agency world, unfortunately, is kind of plagued with overpromising and under-delivering. And if it feels off and it feels like someone is overpromising and again, they can't back it up with results, that's definitely a red flag. And again, if someone comes to you and they've done it before and they can show you, then even better, you know, but I guarantee you that they haven't ranked someone number one in 3 weeks, unless it's a town of 500 with one maid service.
Yeah. That last bit is what I was actually going to touch on, like, you know, based on your answer, is there's a big difference between someone that analyzes everything, looks at your competition. And if you're in a small town with uncompetitive like SEO, that they say, yeah, I can get you to like the top page in XYZ time. There are places where there aren't even 10 maid services in the area. So doing that isn't really like a big deal, but anyone that's saying like as part of their marketing promise that they'll get you to the front page, like there's no way they're going to do that in New York City, for example, right? Like it's just not going to happen in that amount of time because there's so many cleaning companies and enough of them know what they're doing on the SEO front, right? So it's like SEO is one of the things that you can't guarantee results, which is true really of all, like of all marketing. And a lot of maid service owners that I see think that it's just like, oh, like, you know, they should be able to guarantee me this. That's not the way that it works. And in fact, it's not the way that it works to such a point that if someone tells you that and they're supposed to be the marketing expert, that should be a massive red flag.
Yeah. I think the best thing that you can hear from someone that is going to be working on your marketing or SEO is it depends. That is such a magic word. And it's okay for people to say that because it does depend. You know, marketing is, there's so many variables and factors. And if they're being honest about it, I think that's even more reason to consider hiring them. And again, unfortunately, people like to overpromise and under-deliver. They like to, you know, think about it. It's a monthly recurring service. And so if they can make the sale or make the connection or land you as a client, that's a slam dunk for them. And it's monthly recurring revenue until you tell them to stop. And so there's a lot of work put on the front end, sometimes even unrealistic results that are kind of thrown out on the front end. So the best thing that you can possibly hear is it depends, but here's our strategy on how we're going to do this. And here's how we've done it for other people.
Nice. Anything else that you wanted to touch on or cover?
Yeah, I would say, you know, again, using your best judgment whenever you get approached by someone, if it feels off, it likely is. There's a couple other red flags that I would look out for. And one of them is just poor communication. You know, if you're hiring someone with anything, whether it's your accounting or your SEO or graphic design, if you're paying them as a vendor and a service provider and their communication is not great, that is definitely a red flag. And again, it's likely that you're gonna get treated white glove treatment out of the gate. And then, you know, sometimes stuff does fall off. So just be wary of communication and unresponsiveness. That's definitely a big red flag. Make sure you just kind of assess pricing. If it feels unrealistic and not sustainable, make sure that you really dig into pricing. Make sure there's no hidden costs. Like if someone says they're going to do content, but then they end up saying it's going to be, you know, per article on top of that, that's not uncommon, but make sure you know those costs up front. And the biggest red flag of them all, more so than someone saying that they're going to get you to the first page of Google, black hat SEO techniques. It's kind of an outdated term, but people still do it, unfortunately. And I think we're seeing it even more with AI, where people are just using AI copywriting tools like Copy AI and some of the others to just pump out a ton of organic content, and they don't spend the time to edit it. And the search engines will actually penalize your website if that's being done. And so make sure that that's not the case, and make sure people are not keyword stuffing your website. They're not just putting a bunch of, you know, random keywords on the page or in the metadata or anything like that. And again, if it looks off, it likely is. And if your page title, when you share a link, it's, you know, 100 characters long, that's probably going to get penalized by Google. So again, just use your best judgment and make sure they're not doing stuff to try to hack their way to the top of the search results page. Again, if there's anything that ever comes up and you're unsure, our community is a great place to ask those questions like, hey, it doesn't feel right, or hey, we need a referral, or hey, I'm not getting results, or, you know, there's a lot of people that have done this before that have invested in SEO. And again, we polled and just kind of got a gauge for how many people are. And so it's a great way for you to ask questions if you're unsure about this topic in general.
Nice. Beautiful. That's awesome. That's really useful, really helpful, like helpful stuff. And I think, just emphasizing that, you know, you do have the ZenMade communities available to you. If you're watching this and you're not a ZenMade user, you can check out the ZenMade Mastermind on Facebook. And if you are a ZenMade user, the Mastermind's a great group to be in. You can also join our exclusive group, the ZenMade Inner Circle. So you can just search for either of those on Facebook to find those. Final thing that I was actually going to say is on the topic of the ZenMade software, there's two ways that we can help you during your SEO journey. So if you're just getting started, if you use the ZenMade booking forms on your website, when people fill out those forms, that's going to be a very positive signal to Google and to Bing that your website is a legitimate website doing legitimate business, because people don't tend to put in their information and to submit information when a site is spammy or is low quality. So the booking forms can help you right out of the gate. That could help you like today. But the other thing is that, like, as you get more successful, and if you've watched this and you end up hiring an SEO agency and growing your company and going from 3 to 10 cleaners or whatever it might be, somewhere along the way, you're likely going to want some management software that's going to take all of that off your plate so that you can focus on SEO, on your next marketing channel, on getting your next client, or on putting out fires and all of that stuff. So wherever you are in your journey, check out zenmade.com because we can help you guys out. And any final words, Ryan?
No, I think that's well said. I think it just makes sense to just kind of call out that ZenMade can stick with you throughout the lifetime of your business. And we have a lot of people that have been with us for a very long time. So,
including when you sell your business, that more and more often, since we've been in business for 11 years now, we're seeing more of our customers from a couple of years ago are beginning to sell their business. And so we're getting new owners coming in, and having ZenMade to pass off, it makes for a well-oiled operation that buyers are a lot more interested in. You know, if you're watching this and you're managing your schedule with pen and paper, you know, good luck selling the business to someone to come in and to take over and want something like ZenMade. So I think we'll wrap it there. Guys, if you enjoyed this, if you have any questions for myself or Ryan about SEO, go ahead and drop them in the comments or wherever you can, wherever you are, you are watching this. And if you want us to do more videos like this, reviewing some of our other articles and just popular topics in the industry, go ahead and let us know however you see fit. Email, comments, smoke signals, bird calls, whatever it might be. We'll see you on the next one. Thanks for joining.
Thanks, everybody.